It's your favorite time of the week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. Boy, it's been a long time, it feels like, since I said that. All right, the solar eclipse took place Monday, and Kareem Jackson sported these stylish paper sunglasses to check it out. And for those of you who missed it, this is what the eclipse looked like in Houston. The Texans returned from West Virginia, and Kareem Jackson and myself had the exact same thought. This is what Kareem tweeted when he got back. This Manny and Petty is way overdue. Players were really happy to be reunited with their families, and Tom Savage got to play his first NFL game in front of his daughter, Summer Rose. He posted this really adorable picture and wrote, "Got a little emotional last night seeing my two girls in the stands. Summer's first game watching Daddy, luckiest man in the world." Babies will get you on likes and stuff, and so will your tweets about Game of Thrones. Xavier Sufilo tweeted this out after Sunday's episode. "I vehemently disagree, Xavier. A girl is not whack." All right, next. Linebacker Shaquille Rashad never disappoints with those random tweets. This week he wants to know, can people see when you screenshot their Instagram story? Asking for a friend. Akeem Hunt enjoyed himself at the Rookie Talent Show. He tweeted out, "Respect to the Houston Texans, well, Texans, 2017 rookie class. Rookie show was on point, couldn't stop laughing. Where is Hard Knocks when you need them?" One of those rookies was wide receiver Justin Hardy. He tweeted out this when he saw a picture of himself signing autographs for fans with B-Mac and Corey Moore. He said, "My mama would be so proud. Once was a dream, now it's real life." A 9-year-old fan wants to know, does DJ Reader like to read? Well, DJ Reader said, "Yeah, it's fundamental. I like finance books." This week at Texans training camp, a fan brought in a pencil drawing he created of J.J. Watt. His one goal was to get number 99 to sign it. And when that didn't happen, someone stepped in to help him out. It was none other than Kendall Lamb. He saw it, took the picture, got J.J. to sign it, and then brought back the autographed pencil drawing to the fan. The story was posted on Twitter, and Kendall responded, "Glad I could help. In the end, it's all about helping others." And a J.J. Watt autograph is going to bring us to Prime Sports Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
J.J. Watt gets asked to sign a lot of things, and this week he signed a diehard fan's tattoo of himself on her arm. Take a look. I don't know who should get that like more, J.J. or the woman who sat through that tattoo. That was so impressive. Looked like a real picture of J.J. on her arm. And I think she should also get that autograph tattooed too. But all right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.